Kamala Harris's radical Islamic terrorist deal revoked in Friday night surprise. By Bradley J. on August 2, 2024. The Biden-Harris administration revoked a plea deal with the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks after bipartisan blowback against the agreement. The administration announced the original deal, which would have taken the death penalty off the table for the terrorists, only 2 days before its revocation. The deal immediately met overwhelming bipartisan blowback. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a memorandum Friday killing the deal, despite the three defendants, alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as well as his accused co-conspirators, Waleed Mohammed Salih Mubarak bin Attash and Mustafa Ahmed Adam al-Hazawi, having already agreed to plead guilty to all charges, including the murder of 2,976 people, mostly Americans. I have determined that, in light of the significance of the decision to enter into pretrial agreements with the accused in the above-referenced case, responsibility for such a decision should rest with me as the superior convening authority under the Military Commissions Act of 2009, Austin wrote to Susan Escalier, convening authority for military commissions. Austin withdrew Escalier's authority in the case to enter into a pretrial agreement, assuming that authority for himself and immediately withdrawing the three pretrial agreements. The three accused al-Qaeda terrorists have been held at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay since 2003. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., Donald Trump's running mate, tore into the Biden-Harris administration at a Wednesday rally for cutting the plea deal with three accused terrorists. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have weaponized the Department of Justice to go after their political opponents, but their administration is cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists, he said. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.